It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
All right, ready to bring in Miss Carrie Boylan, Rutherford Issues contributor today, to find out what's on her mind. Your hair looks a little windblown today.
Yes, where were you?
Were you out playing in the tornado warning?
Well, I got out of my car in the parking lot where I had an appointment and... Well, first of all, Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon good to afternoon. You as well.
So I get out of my car and I'm like, where is everybody? And looks awfully dark. So I go into my appointment and I'm immediately ushered into the back, into the small, safe room with about 100 future professionals of Paul Mitchell School. Very interesting, as everybody's on their smartphones trying to find out where the tornado is. Where were you?
I was right where I'm standing right now.
Not even taking shelter?
Well, sure.
You went under the desk?
No. It was barely raining here at the particular time.
It got a little nasty out
it
there
did.
For a little bit.
But, you know, we have our meteorologist who call in and let us know exactly where it was. It was mainly in the Smyrna Laverne area and up toward Walter Hill and places like that. So kind of the north end of the county where it was the worst.
But still, I hope everybody's okay. I mean, I know I'm laughing and joking a little bit about it, but it's very unusual for us to see it this time of year, I think. So.
Well, anytime you go from 60s to 40s and 30s for a high, that's you can get that. So.
Funnily enough, somebody else just said that to me.
Did they?
It's almost the exact same thing. My girlfriend Gail said, anytime you've got 60-degree weather in January, you're going to have something that's going to come clear it out.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Well, that was today.
I know.
You ready to clear out some Learning RX here?
I am. I'm really, really happy to have my friend Amelia Bozeman back with me today, just to give us a little bit of an update on how things are progressing with our conference that's coming up next week, the Autism Conference. Why don't you bring us up to date?
Hello, Carrie. Hello, Brian. I'm happy to be back. And we are so excited about the Knowledge is Power Autism Resources mini conference. The response that we have had from the community has really been tremendous. We have had so many people register for this event. It's going to be taking place next Wednesday evening, January 25th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Embassy Suites, which is located off of Medical Center Parkway at the Avenue, or adjacent to the Avenue.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
In Murfreesboro. And our keynote speakers will be Phil and Amy Parham, who were on the reality show The Biggest Loser a couple of seasons ago. And they had expressed while they were on the show that they felt a big contributor to their struggles with their weight was the fact that they were eating as a coping mechanism because they were just really stressed and concerned over their family's experience with their child's autism. Their son, Rhett, was really having some challenges, and they were just really having a hard time helping him and working with all of that. And so the owner of the Learning RX Center, where they lived in South Carolina, contacted them and said, I really think I can help your child. And they began to do sessions at the Learning RX there. And Phil and Amy were so pleased with the results of the cognitive skills training that their son had gained at the Learning RX Center there that they are now speaking on behalf of Learning RX centers across the country. And that's what they'll be doing here in Murfreesboro next week.
So I had an opportunity to go onto the website and to have a little listen to Amy and her candor around what led them to Learning RX.
Uh-huh.
And what struck me was the feedback that they got after he had been through Learning RX from his school, because he had an individualized learning plan, and he was taught by himself, but socialized, I think, with the other children in art and other subjects. But the feedback from the school, I think, was even more encouraging for them as parents, that they were doing the right thing for their child.
Absolutely. The Learning RX plans are individualized for each child, whether a child is coming to LearningRx for help with autism or any number of other things. Every LearningRx plan is tailored to what an individual really and truly needs, and that's just one of the many, many advantages of coming to LearningRx.
So, setting aside LearningRx that are really sponsoring this conference,
yes,
we're going to be diving in deep, I am assuming, uh-huh, around autism, and we have vendors that are going. In fact, I'm a vendor. I found that out the other
day.
Well,
we have some really fantastic local service providers who are participating. And we are really very excited to be able to offer this opportunity for families to have this time to network with some local providers who can have some time to say, this is who we are, mm-hmm, this is what we do, and these are the services that we can offer your family. And some of the providers are Bolton Music Therapy, Bright Beginnings Pediatric Therapy Center. We also have Dreamcatchers Therapy Services.
I know Dana.
Yeah.
She's been on with me.
Yes, I know.
Good.
River Oaks Learning Center.
Okay.
Project Help.
Yes, apparently I am going to be manning that particular booth.
So I've heard.
Yes.
And then we also have SCARA Behavioral Health Services. We are just really very, very excited to be able to offer this opportunity for families to spend time with these great local service providers and get to know them.
So can you sort of walk me through a little bit? I mean, it's from 6 to 9.
Yes.
So what does the program look like? I mean, is it from 6 to 7? We've got this event going on. Walk us through what to expect.
Well, when families arrive at 6, there will be some time to basically walk around. Our service providers will be set up around the perimeter of the room there, okay, at Embassy Suites.
Mm-hmm.
It will be in one of the ballrooms there. And the providers will be set up there. And just kind of like any conference or fair where you can just walk around and see who's there and visit. It's very casual.
Okay.
And after everyone's had a chance to do that for a bit, then we'll all be seated, and each provider will have a few minutes to get up in front of the guests, the audience, mm-hmm, and speak for a few minutes each and introduce themselves and just say briefly what they do, what they can offer families. And then our keynote speakers will speak, the PARMs. Phil and Amy will speak,
okay,
for a bit. And then after their address, there will be a little bit of time in case families had to maybe ask a couple of more questions or didn't get to see quite everyone they wanted to see.
Right.
So there will be ample opportunities to visit each service provider.
Well, I think from what you're telling me that this is the of an evening event.
Yes.
So it's a good time for families to come out. And really, if they've got a child that maybe is struggling in school and,
uh-huh,
and they want to find out more information. Although knowledge is power around autism, are we not going to welcome those that might just want to find out more information about the resources available to children that may have some delays?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We welcome anyone and everyone who wants to attend. It is absolutely free to attend the mini conference. We do recommend that you make a reservation because seating is limited. We have had a tremendous, tremendous response from the community. Just the families that I have spoken with as they're calling to register. Families are so hungry for information, and we are so excited and so pleased to be able to offer this opportunity where families can come right here in Murfreesboro and have this time with service providers and this networking time with each other. There is such power in community, and there is such power in knowing each other and being able to gain that support from other families. Mm-hmm. And from just knowing that there is a network of support
locally,
Autism Speaks will also be accompanying us there. They will be there as service providers. We're just very excited to be able to offer this to our local families. Most people that I have spoken with have been just very happy to not have to drive to Nashville or to Chattanooga or points beyond, just to be able to get the information they need.
What sort of questions were they asking you, if you're able to discuss it? I know it's a sensitive subject because we can't really talk about who's attending and things of that nature, which, you know, again, this is part of, I'm going back to the knowledge is power. Let's get some knowledge behind this stigmatism that is associated with autism. And I'm just going to say it because that's how I felt when I was talking about it in the community outside of the radio, that people are sensitive. So what sort of things were they asking you when they called up to register? That they were glad that they didn't have to go to Nashville? Were they asking you questions about the content of the conference? Or,
well, I think that for families, a lot of families are just wanting to know. I mean, it's just really all over the map in terms of the information that they're seeking, because depending upon whether they have a young child who is newly diagnosed, they might be thinking about the services that are going to be available for their child in terms of early intervention. It could be what's going to be available for my child once he or she begins school. What might be available to help my child in terms of physical therapy or occupational therapy or speech therapy, or you know, it can be what kinds of extracurricular activities might be available for my child. It could be what kinds of recreational activities might be available for my child.
And we have vendors that are coming that will be able to answer those questions and give out really good information.
We have some really great service providers. And, you know, we also have a lot of questions about what's going to be available for my child when he or she gets older.
Well, that's always my question, is what happens when the child is no longer a child and the child is, you know, 18 years old, and what happens? And again, is that something that we're going to talk about this conference a little bit?
It's going to be, you know, there's only
so much time
yeah, I know. To cover. Families with special needs have a lot of questions, and we are just really happy to be able to put them in touch with people who can help them get to some of the answers they are seeking.
Right.
And just to be able to put them in touch with the right people who can set them on a path to get those answers. I don't think that there's any one person who has all the answers. I don't think that's possible.
Right. So these service providers are key organizations. And I can speak for Project Help just like you can speak for Project Help.
Sure,
remember,
sure.
Listeners, that's how Amelia and I met.
Yes, that's how we met.
It was Project
Very
Help.
Very true.
So I've become their unofficial advocate somehow. And,
right.
And I don't know how that happened, but it's happened. you know, I'm actually really honored that Project Help is going to allow me to be at the conference to represent them. I don't have children. I don't know anyone with autism, but I still think if we've got something this fantastic going mm-hmm. on in our community, we can go back to learning more about a subject that may not directly affect us, but by golly, to have the knowledge about it just for a casual conversation that you might have with someone uh-huh. that you can then direct them where they might need to go for future.
I don't think that you have to have, you do not have to have a child with special needs to be an advocate for children with special needs?
No, clearly not, because that seems to be what I've been doing these. So I have one example, and I agree with you, for sure.
I think that there are so many great service providers and therapists here in Murfreesboro. We have a wealth of knowledge right here in our community, right here in Rutherford County.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just really blessed to have that right here in our own backyards. And if anyone is interested in becoming a service provider.
Oh, is there still time to do that?
There is time.
Oh, okay.
Good. Of course, that's only on a space available basis. Mm-hmm. And it is first come, first serve. For information on being a service provider, you'll need to contact LearningRx at 615-867-8717 for information on fees and how you would become a provider. To register for the conference,
mm-hmm.
you can also contact LearningRx. It is, again, absolutely free to attend. We want families to come and take advantage of this great opportunity.
I think I'm excited to go. I'm excited to represent Project Help. I'm excited that It's like a full circle moment. I'm actually excited to meet the biggest losers as well. I mean, what they've done as far as coming out and being perfectly honest with, look, we were eating to cope with what was happening to our son, and for them to actually stand up publicly and put that out there. I think they have to be very special.
I think so too. There is such power in that kind of sharing and that kind of honesty and just saying, hey, we're real people and this is what we were going through.
Right.
And this is what worked for us. And I have a feeling that there will probably be a lot of people out there who might be able to identify. Not just families who are living with autism, but special needs,
period,
in general. You know, I'm just excited that they're coming. I'm excited about the providers, the local service providers that are going to be there with us. It's going to be a great event.
So what was the website again?
Go to, you can go to the LearningRx MurfreesboroTN.com.
Okay.
And you can also call 615-867-8717.
And I'll post that.
Very easy.
Brian will post a bunch of things. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
I'm back.
I am.
Back.
I've been around.
We were just finishing up, so timing is impeccable as always.
LearningRx.com?
Yes, TN.
TN.
Yes.
LearningRx.TN.
And can we post the link on your...
Well, that's why I was asking you, so
yes,
I can make sure I get it.
Yes, we have an official event homepage where people can just sign up online. It's free and very, very easy to register for the event online.
You're excited about this, aren't you, Karen?
I am. And I think, you know, I think when we ever have an event here in Rutherford County on a sensitive subject, and you've got some folks that are somewhat well-known, that are coming to our town to talk about this, is it a disease?
It's, you know, autism, it is a spectrum disorder, autism spectrum disorder, and it really just affects people in different ways. And I think that it is something that people need to talk about. There are a lot of families that are living with autism, and I think that it is not the it is not something that people should be shy about
sharing
because mm-hmm. it's important. It's very, very important because families who are living with autism have some very important things to say.
Good. Well, hopefully they'll get a good voice next week. Brian, as always, thank you.
Thank you. See you here in a couple of weeks, I guess, right?
Yes, it'll be the Love Day.
Love, is that the day?
Yes, you're allowing me to come on Valentine's.
Well, how about that?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Chocolates and roses, I believe, is the norm.
Well, okay. Is that a hint?
No, it's a direct request.
Oh, okay.
Brian.
Very good.
Oh, my. Chocolate. Forget the roses. Just chocolate.
Just chocolate.
Just chocolate. Chocolate's fine.
All right, that's Carrie Boylan and Amelia Bozeman joining us here on Rutherford Issues. Don't forget you can download this segment on our website, wgnsradio.com.